Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be in God's house again. Let us all pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for your presence.
Yes.
Help us to minister your word according to what's in your heart. Help
yes.
us to
yes.
commune with you, O Lord, and hear the things that you would have us, that you want to say, the things that you've been wanting to let us know for a long time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes, Lord.
You know, when after the Lord's Supper, Jesus and Judas had left. Remember, Satan went with him. So then he began to teach his disciples things that pertain to our day now. And the wicked one is gone. And now a lot of times he would speak in parables, and then he'd break the parable down when they asked him. If they asked him what was the meaning of this parable, then he'd break it down for them. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's about to give them instructions for today, for the days of grace, after they believed on him. And they didn't have a clue what he was talking about. But he even said that the Holy Spirit would bring it back to their remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
And in chapter 14, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled.
Okay.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you,
mm-hmm.
if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And Thomas said to him, "We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him." Now, the Last Supper was communion. That was the Last Supper. But he's teaching them now how to deal with life. No man ever knew what was coming. They thought that he was going to set his kingdom up.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be part of it. They didn't know how it was going to work. They didn't know he was going to die for them and leave, and they would be here to carry on until he returns. So he's explaining all these things. In John 14, 15, 16, and 17, they introduce us to life, everyday life, with the Holy Spirit guiding us to do his perfect will. The things he taught them before he died are the foundational things that we must do now. And that relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as we get the understanding and we operate according to the Word, we can build our life as magnificent as we want it to be. There's no limit to how much you can grow. There's no limit to what you can do in this life.
Mm-hmm.
In my favorite scripture is St. John 16 and 13. He explains what would happen when the Spirit would come. I'm going to start in chapter 1 and read down to it. Chapter 16, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, and the time cometh that whosoever killeth you think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me whither thou goest.
Mm-hmm.
But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. "It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." He's preparing them to operate exactly like he did. Jesus did the same things that he's telling them to do now. Everything that he did it at the will of the Father. When the Father would give him what to do, he'd do it. The Father would show him where to go. He'd go, and he'd minister. And now they're going to be guided by the Holy Spirit as well. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more." You are a righteous representative of the will of God.
Amen.
As we grow in him, that's what we are.
Amen.
Of judgment, because the place of this, the prince of this world is judged. All sin is already judged. Mm-hmm. The Satan on down is judged.
Chuck Fizzler actually had a question on that here not too long ago. On that very subject right there, can Lucifer repent? You know, is there any way that he can be saved? There is no way. He's already been judged.
He don't want to be saved. He want to be king.
Exactly. He wants to be God himself.
Remember, in Isaiah, he said these things in his heart.
Right.
Now, the difference between him and Nebuchadnezzar said those things in his mind. But in his heart, you know, the Lord dealt with him and gave him the mind of an animal for 7 years. And when he came back, he had his mind right.
What a way to get it right.
And there were times Nebuchadnezzar would honor God.
Uh-huh.
But see, when he look out at the people, he'd be afraid of them. Uh-huh. Well, what if these people turn on me? So I make an idol God. And then when that didn't work, he honored God. He said, if anybody speak against Daniel and his friends, their house would be made a dunghill. They'll be killed and their house would be made a dunghill. So it was a law that they couldn't speak against God. And he did. But in his mind, he was still back and forth all the time. But Satan said this in his heart, and he meant it. He's still trying to be a king. He's still trying to replace God. But he's already judged. Already. He's done.
We are too until we come to Christ.
Yeah. Everybody's judged.
You have an appointment for hell.
Yeah. You're going. Unless you get saved. The world is already judged. We talked about the judgments last week. There were five. And he's judged. He said of judgment because the prince of this world is judged and his whole kingdom judged. Verse 13. And this is my favorite. Verse 12. "I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot receive them now."
Yeah.
"But ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth."
Yes.
"For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come."
Yes, he will.
This alone gives, after the blood of Christ, this gives us a great advantage over the world. I think of businessmen. What if they included the wisdom of the Holy Spirit in their everyday life in business?
Wow. Some of them do.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason why they're giants in business today.
Mm-hmm.
Hobby Lobby is one of them, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Chick-fil-A. And the Lord's Prince, he's been training me in business. And I got a lot of ideas I want to do. I'm going to retire soon. I want to use them. But the things that he's been giving, there's nothing we can't do. And then you got the internet. So you're really not limited anymore.
No, you're not.
I mean, I believe the Lord invented that.
Just for the church, just for us in our time.
It's a tool. Mm-hmm. You can preach all over the world from your house.
And never leave home.
We're doing that right now.
Yeah, Paul Bagley has some people in India getting saved on his website.
We do too, because we it's on the web. Yeah, all this goes on newlivingletters.com. And it's just as clear. You can hear everybody. You can hear Muffin and sing. I got that song that they did with the guitar. And she's on there singing every week. And everybody. They hear, you know, they hear everything. And just think about people that can't go to a church. They can, and they got time to listen. They're going to listen to it. And I know that the Holy Spirit is not wasteful. He will cause people to find that sight. And he don't waste good. If he have you to do something, he's going to use it. And so he can guide us into all truth. And the anointing is timeless. He can give you a word, you write it down, forget about it, and somebody can find it 50 years from now, and it'll speak a current word to them.
That's good.
One day, me and Pastor Jackson, a friend of mine, we had a discussion. And I had my old notebook that I used to write in. I was looking for something to show him. But before that, we had a discussion. And then I found a page, and it had everything we were discussing on it. And then I found what I was after to show it to him. The Holy Spirit knows how to, he can do that. And when he guides us into all truth, I told one of my cousins died. And I talked to her after the funeral. I talked to his wife, and I was telling her how some of the ways the Lord taught me things. It started with the scriptures. He had me to read 15 chapters a day. I said that gave me a word base. I said the Holy Spirit relates to truth. He doesn't relate to error. He's a spirit of truth, and he deals with love and truth. I said, once I had that word base, he was able to, the things that he said, I was able to retain.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so the more scriptures, the more you study, the more you're giving him to work with. And when that process happens, when he speaks to you, you won't forget it. You can retain it. You can dialogue with him. Before, I did the scriptures like that. When I go in his presence, I couldn't ask him all my questions. I'd be too out of it. but after that, I said, Lord, don't go nowhere. I got questions I want to ask you. And he was able to answer, and I was able to receive from him. But he deals with truth, and he'll guide you into all truth. We out of time.
We're not going to do the communion right now. Okay. I'm going to teach.
Okay.
After you.
All right.
But what I do need David to do is to go ahead and David, that's Ray. Hi, Ray. He sneaked in on us. Just to go ahead and introduce Candace. And I'm going to change seats with